everybody, to the best podcast in the world. My name is Nick Tibuzek, and with me, there is the one and only Don Rado Bosic.
Good morning.
How are you doing down there, Nick?
I'm doing well. Yeah, it's cold weather. Autumn kicked in and full gear, and we're waiting for winter to come.
Oh, yeah.
Winter. How are you? You're doing well?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm doing well. Yeah. All right. Today's topic, we have to make it an episode about the triceps, as we lost it on the biceps last time, going all in for the girls, and I think it was worth it. So for the listeners today, this is another episode of the hypertrophy series with calisthenics, and we're going to talk about how to actually build up a proper triceps. So a little fun story about it is, I hope everyone knows Dejan Stipke, and he's an old school but a legend. I met him first time when it was in 2014, and he was already doing impossible dips at that time, which was just a crazy amount of strength at that time. I mean, that was 2014, you know, and it was on the FIBO, and it was like he was doing the impossible dips, and my friend Falk, he was there with me, and he looked at him, how do you do that? Because everybody was like, how the fuck is that possible? Because nobody has seen that before, you know. And he was just like, I always do your diamond push-ups. And so he's keeping that coming all the time. Every time when people are about his triceps and about triceps at all, he's always like, always do your diamond push-ups. And this is like the little entry into the topic about the triceps, as we definitely have to talk about how do we actually build a big triceps and probably also a strong triceps, and what is the best way to do so. And the interesting part is about to get into this topic when it comes to, is this true with the diamond push-ups, or are there better ways to do so, or is this an amazing way? And how do you think about diamond push-ups?
I mean, it is debatable. I see the point, you know, because with the diamond push-up, you go into such extreme elbow flexion, which brings the triceps to work hard because they have to extend the elbow through a bigger range of motion. And extension is one of the functions of the triceps, but you shouldn't underestimate the amount of work that the chest also has to do in that motion. And then because the chest tends to be also sometimes even more dominant than the triceps, it can take away a lot of the work that the triceps have to do, and thus the exercise might not be the best option for actually isolating and just focusing completely on the triceps and building big and strong triceps because of that.
Yeah.
You ask me to, in order to target the muscle in a better way, just go and train it through its function. And in that way, you actually kind of hinder other muscle groups from actually potentially acting in there and taking away from the work that the target muscle has to do.
I think what is very important to mention here is it's not like the diamond push-up would be a bad exercise or something. It's just one of some exercises that I would do to develop a pretty good triceps, I would say. So when we look at it from the way of how is actually the triceps built, we have to see that there are like three heads of the triceps. And one, the long head of the triceps is actually one of the most important ones, because when you look at it from the side, that's the one that really builds like the part of the triceps that looks so big.
Yeah, the sweep. Huh?
Yeah, that's it. And that one is attached to the scapula. And that's going to be important. So keep that in mind for later on as the listener. as when we look into developing a big triceps, and this is a little bit calisthenics bodybuilding right now. So let's call it Cali building.
body stenics.
Body stenics, yes. But put that in the comments. Let us know what do you prefer, body stenics or Cali building?
Yeah, oh please.
Are you team Cali building or team body stenics? All right.
Good job, man.
Good morning, everyone. So let's go deeper into that. When we look at that, how does that head of the triceps work the best is probably the very important question that we have to ask at that point. Maybe you'd like to jump into that.
Yeah, exactly. So just as in the previous episode with the biceps, where we kind of tackled the anatomy right from the start and said that it's really important that you know the anatomy in order to target the muscle in a proper way and to know which actually parts of the muscle you'd like to focus on more. The same goes with the triceps. And just as you said, we have this long head, and together with the long head, we have the medial and the lateral head. And these three heads together actually build the triceps as we know it. The long head is actually a part of the muscle that's moving through two joints, quote unquote, just as you said, so from the scapula over to the elbow, whereas the other two, the medial and the lateral, just go from the humerus and just attach down to the olecranon, and thus they're actually just moving within the elbow. And because you have this long head, which is moving from the scapula to the elbow, you actually have more functions of it. The sheer functions of the other two are just extension of the elbow, and that's it. Yeah. The long head actually also works on bringing the arm behind you in this retro version, but also bringing the arm close to the body, or this adduction of the arm. And these two functions are going to be really important to know later on when you actually have exercise selection and when you want to say, okay, I see that my longer head is lacking or isn't strong enough. This is how I have to position myself in order to target it in a really good way.
That's such a good explanation at that point. So when you said it's one of the muscles that brings the humerus, the arm, behind the body, so that's pretty much every exercise that's kind of horizontal pressing through the whole range of motion when it comes to like horizontal pressing. Like it would be a bench press, but it's also the push-ups, and I think the most well known for that, the dip.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly. I mean, when you look at the dip is basically the kind of the most dominant motion, is that bringing the arm behind the body, no? Which is coupled with that extension, and it's actually a bit closer to that, you know, like sheer retroversion motion, whereas in the push-up, it's more kind of to the side and not so much accentuated as in the dip.
Yeah. And for exactly this reason, this is actually, and I think that's a very important note at that point, for exactly that reason, it is so important to keep in mind when you do horizontal pushing and you really want to target the triceps, it's important to keep the elbows close to the body. The closer you bring the elbows to the body, the more triceps dominant you can work. And we also have to keep in mind, the closer the elbows are to the body, the less of this crazy internal rotation we have. And exactly that is the reason why the chest will work less And that makes it even more triceps dominant because the arm has to be extended more by the triceps at that point. So I think that's a very important one to mention. And this is actually why diamond push-ups are for so many people the triceps builder. But, and there's a but on that, I wouldn't say it's the best push-up version to build up the triceps.
Okay.
As when you look at it, we could even make it more effective if we have parallels with a narrow grip, which wouldn't change a lot, but the very important part here is you can usually bring more force into a movement when you have a aligned, how do I say that, like a strength line. So for us to keep in mind, it's always important when we do pushing movements, the elbow should be in a line with the wrist. And when you do a diamond push-up, that's usually not the case. Only when you extend the arm, that's kind of in a line, but especially when you have to bring all the power through the movement, it wouldn't be directly in line, and it would make it a lot more effective to have the triceps in line with the wrist all the time during the movement. So a narrow grip push-up would probably be the better option for that, as it would just let you keep the elbow in line with the wrist. And when you use a parallel or something like that, you just can go deeper and have a little bit more of the stretch. So you have everything from all the worlds, you know?
Gotcha. Yeah. So yeah, because of that extra depth, you actually are kind of more specific even to that dipping motion, bringing the arm behind the body because you have that extra range of motion. So that makes perfect sense. Yeah.
And that's just the reason. And the next interesting part would be, would it then make sense to do very narrow grip dips? How do you see that?
Oh, that's really hard to say. Like, I see that in some cases that could make sense, but many people actually aren't able to keep their elbows aligned over the wrists with the narrow dip, and you actually see people driving the elbows too much to the outside because the triceps have to work just too hard, and they just need some extra help from the chest, and thus they bring the elbow to the outside, seeking for more internal rotation and assistance of the chest, and then you actually take away from the work that the triceps have to do. That for dips, I would actually focus on a normal grip just as you usually do, but I would alter the way that you dip just as you noted. You know, just kind of trying to focus on bringing the elbows a bit closer to the body, and maybe even striving for a bit more elbow flexion and actually kind of bringing the shoulder further down and closer to the wrist, because that's automatically going to increase the elbow flexion. And in that way, you're going to kind of force the triceps to work harder because they're going to have to work harder to extend the elbow there. How's your view on that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm completely going with that. So another thing here would be that I would add on that, the less you lean forward, the more you, as the triceps at that point is doing this motion of bringing the arm backwards, it will definitely also stretch the elbow, the elbow extender, the triceps even more. So that's something that I would always keep in mind when it comes to that stuff. It's the same thing that you actually do when you do like bench dips and stuff like that. And that's super important to keep that in mind. It's pretty much the same thing. The difficulty here is you should keep in mind that to have the best stretch on the triceps and to keep the shoulders healthy, a scapular depression is very, very important. as when you bring that up into when the scapula moves up, I think we already talked a little bit about that. You will get into this issue with the supraspinatus, that you will pinch it a bit, and this can lead to problems in the shoulder. So that's a very important one. The depression is highly important at that point. And when you are doing very upright dips, you will always have the issue that there will come the point where you just can't go lower because you can't bring the arm further back. It's just not possible without compensating through getting into the scapular elevation, which is in the end then the reason for a not so big stretch for the triceps, as you just can't go into that position. I mean, you can, but it would be with a compensation, and it would always lead to the maybe like dangerous area of just getting injured. And the trade-off is not worth it. That's it. It's not worth it if you can target it differently. But it's important to know that when you want to target the triceps the right way, as the dip would be an amazing exercise to mechanical overload the triceps, but it's not the best exercise to bring the most stretch on the muscle. So that there would be some exercises which would be much better for a good stretch. So maybe some of you as the listeners may know the classic Sphinx push-up, like this Egyptian Sphinx. And from there, you just try to extend the elbow, working as less with the chest as possible and only from the arms. And that would be an amazing exercise where you have a lot of stretch on the triceps, as it's really into the end range of the flexion of the elbow, and then you have to extend the arm. Now we have to consider from there that the next thing that we have to bring in is, as from there we have a lot of stretch on this one joint, the elbow, but there is this one head of the triceps, the long head of the triceps, which goes over two joints of this this muscle goes over two joints. And when we really want to stretch all of the heads and really want to bring stretch on the whole thing, then we have to think of a way, how can we actually do something like the Sphinx push-up, but stretching the muscle over the whole length. And this is about to get interesting now, as what would be a good thing to bring stretch on that muscle now? What do you think?
So basically anything that you do overhead and bring the arm in this motion, so up overhead and behind you, is gonna automatically pose a stretch on the whole muscle, especially the long head of it. And then actually in that position, having the shoulder joint fixated as well as the elbow joint, performing the same motion being the extension of the elbow, would be an awesome exercise to target that, to target the muscle in that way with that added stretch. So you can do those overhead tricep extensions both on the bar or on the rings. Both tend to be really good options. And you actually get the benefit of, you know, just being able to put a really big stretch on the muscle, have it work in a really, really hard way, and thus gain the benefits from the exercise itself.
Absolutely. Is there some stuff that we have to look for when we train the triceps?
In what regard?
In the context that, is there something, okay, I have to bring it up another way. It seems like when you train like biceps,
yeah,
and recovers pretty well. Like, okay, you're going to have maybe some soreness on the next day, but on
the day,
it's not like that. How are you, how your experiences with the triceps?
Yeah, you have to, you want to be really careful with the triceps, as even on some pulling exercises, you see the triceps actually working, and that can pose, you know, just this overload thing and too much stress on the muscle, which you probably didn't account for. And if you don't account for that fatigue, in the long run, you might just build up too much of it and then potentially either risk something or just not be able to progress. So if you look something like a front lever, most people would say, oh yeah, that's mainly lats and probably some biceps, you know. But actually triceps are working really hard because they are holding the arm extended, but also working together with the lats and that adduction of the arm to the body. And this is something that you didn't maybe think of. And then you actually on the other day smash some tricep extensions or some dips, whatever. And thus we have a problem because of that, you know. So you want to be really careful in your exercise selection, and you really want to account for, okay, is my triceps only working here, or are there other cases where the triceps might be also a dominant mover that I need to be careful about?
Absolutely. And that's highly important when it comes to that. And this is why I always tell everyone, know the anatomics, know the biomechanics of exercises, and choose very, very wisely when it comes to especially when it comes to assistance exercises, and how you should choose them. And this actually brings us up to the, I think it's going to be the next episode where we're going to talk about how to choose the right assistance exercise, as that's a very important one. I just made a post about it, but we're gonna have a whole episode on it next week. So for everyone who's listening now, just stay tuned.
Yeah, but go and check out Nick's post and like and share it. We need to increase the reach.
That would be amazing, as Instagram is just killing us.
Instagram is a bitch.
Well then, I think we talked a lot about the triceps today. Pretty much the most stuff that we need. So everyone who's listening now, please feel free to share this one with the people that you think should listen to this episode, as they have just such a small triceps.
You know how they say it's 2/3 of your arm. You should work more on your triceps than on your biceps, because that creates the illusion of a big arm.
Oh yes. Oh yes. It's the truth. That's absolutely the truth. So thank you for listening to this episode. And if you need any help with your training, just let us know. Hit us up on the Instagrams, Strength and Skills, or Strength and Skills podcast. That would be also an option. Hit us up there. Let us know, and I hope you guys have an amazing arm workout now that you heard about the curls and the triceps. If you would do us one last favor, we have the big issue that everybody's listening, but nobody's sharing. I want you to take this episode, take a screenshot, share it on your social media, and please do us the favor of tagging us. That would be amazing. Thank you guys, and thank you for giving us more reach. That's a little bit of giving back as we are giving to you. Thanks. Big love, guys, big love. Have a good one.